Salida attacking in the half court to our left. It's 2-0 Spartans. Hadley, top of the key, dribbles down the lane, throws it up with the right hand off the block, and the shot is good. 4-0 Salida at the 110 mark of quarter number one.
Well, and again, just Salida getting to that rim, much too easy to start this game.
Couple of long shots for the BV Lady Demons as the ball is stripped away from Maddie McPhee, picked up by Cassie Schell, and she's got BV onto the board, and the ball came nicely to the seniors. Had a great senior campaign, averaging 16 a game.
Great court awareness by Cassie Shaw. I just love the way she plays this game. She sees the whole floor.
4-2, 100 seconds into the opening quarter. Carruthers back out to Golden. Bailey jabs, fires a three. It's off the mark at the top of the key, and the rebound to Maddie McPhee. Maddie has been a warp player down inside the boards, Lynn.
Well, she really has, and that's really what she's given them in this second half of the season, is not only double-figure points, but near double-figure rebounds.
Shell, top of the key, drives down the lane, runs into two defenders, and it is a blocking foul. The official on the baseline making the call. Cassie has done a lot of her damage getting inside. We saw this a lot on Saturday, Lee, though. She settled for that outside shot. It didn't happen. As the game progressed, though, she started to get inside the lane.
Yeah, you'd love to see her have both an inside and outside presence. And, yeah, when the three's falling, it's a really nice shot. But after that, you got to get inside.
Shell will step to the free throw line. First toss is up, and it is good. Coach Denise Close talked about with us in the pregame that she hoped her team could shoot north of 70% here tonight to have a chance to win the game. Second free throw toss is good, and we are tied for the first time tonight at 4. 2 minutes into the opening quarter as Kikucha will play it into the right corner. She throws the give and go inside to Hadley. Her back is to the hoop outside the lane. She spins over her left shoulder, throws it up. Shot is contested. Shot goes off the front of the iron and a rebound away to Tiana Thompson. Out to Gracie Faith Johnson running to midcourt. Gracie will put the brakes on. She'll skip it inside the lane. McPhee, a ball fake. The sophomore goes up with a running one-hander. She knocks the player over. Shot is no good. Rebound on the baseline. Tipped in. McPhee over to Thompson, who has a shot blocked. And then we got a reach-in foul as McPhee picked the ball up and threw it towards the hoop and is fouled. And we'll head to the line for two shots.
Well, you talked about work, Lee, that Buena Vista just outworking Slide on the boards there.
Yeah, oh, and they're, you know, they seem real relaxed. And it's, you know, we've seen them a lot, both Andrew and I, and they've really come out fast. And tonight they seem to be in control.
Yeah, they've both teams have had pretty good pace here early on, but a couple of early rebounds to Salida. First free throw from Maddie McPhee gives BV their first lead, 5-4. Second toss for the sophomore rattles and is good. High School Hoops tonight is brought to us by the Law Office of Jenna Mazuka, specializing in estate planning, wills, and other powers of attorney. 6-4, Buena Vista. The Demons have come out with 6 in a row here in the opening quarter after 4 straight from Salida. As Alejandra Godina just checked in, and when she gets tied up inside the lane, and the alternating possession in favor right now of Salida. Guys, you talk about a player in Alejandra. She's been streaky at times this season. If she can get an impact here early on, it would be big as Weaver misses from the midpost on the right side. The rebound away to Cassie Schell.
Yeah, Alejandra, when she gets going, she's going to be tough to stop. But thing is, you don't want to let her get started.
BV won the regular season matchup a year ago as they throw the ball away for the third time on the baseline. And you know, we're seeing already BV's trying to get the ball inside, but as they did on Saturday, threw the ball high of a few people. 5:02 to go. Crowd is here. They are making their presence known here early on. They were very loud in the JV game. As Carruthers, what a spin move down the lane off the left side. She gets another two for her. She's got 4, and we're tied at 6 with 4:48 to play here in the opening quarter.
Well, you know, the BV again didn't rotate on defense. Nobody's rotating in to help.
Shell is open, top of the key. Three-pointers off the back iron and a rebound. Taylor Hadley has got it for Salida. We're tied at 6 as Hadley gets it up. Godina tries to turn the corner, and as she does so, will turn the ball over for the first time. We mentioned the Spartans. They are 9-9. They're coming off a 70-35 loss at Lamar. They were outscored 35-18. In the second half. For Buena Vista, they celebrated senior night on Saturday, played well in the game against Manitou, but the second and third quarters had a couple of stretches of 4 minutes that did not help them. They lost that basketball game 56-47. Maddie McPhee with it, cut off on the right baseline, trying to spin out of danger, and a reach-in foul is called. Kyler Weaver saying, no way that's possible. And, you know, I think the other thing that you talk about tonight, guys, are the emotions of this game and handling the calls on the court.
Well, I agree. And, you know, one thing with Godina sitting out that first minute and 40 seconds or something, I think it might take her a little bit longer to actually get into the flow of this game.
4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Kyler Weaver comes out. Into the game comes Kayla Collins. Kayla has played really well in this series in a pair of games, averaging 5 rebounds. Shell's got it for BV. Bounce pass up to Tiana Thompson. She dribbles, she drives, goes at 2 trees and throws it up and in. And there's that aggressiveness of Tiana Thompson.
Well, if you're Coach Close, you're really excited to see Tiana get off like that, because she hasn't really been scoring a whole lot.
Couple of runs in the basketball game here already. It's 8-6. BV leading it here in Salida. Godina's first shot of the game is off the lip of the rim. Just drew iron. Ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. And it will be Salida basketball as Tyler Case coming in for the first time. And how about a player like Tyler? You guys, you talk about somebody battled knee issues all season long, didn't start playing really till January. She could be big tonight.
She could be. She's been a demon killer really last year.
Ball inside the lane. Case tries to save it to her teammates. It goes out of bounds, and that is off of, it looks like, Buena Vista. Lindsay Doak has checked in. She joins Gracie Faith Johnson, Tiana Thompson, along with Cassie Schell and Maddie McPhee. The Spartans right now with Hadley, Case, Godina, Golden, and Colby Carruthers. 8-6, 3:26 to go. Case finds herself wide open on the left wing. Throws up the three. Shot is no good. Rebound comes right back to her. And a new chance to work with for the Spartans. Lee, we talked about it. Offensive rebounds could be big tonight.
Oh, without a doubt. Anytime you get extra possessions like that, you know, it's just going to, in the end, it's going to pay off.
Godina's open. Right wing. Three-pointers up. No good. Offensive board again. Colby Carruthers has got another one. She gets it to Godina. Working weak side left. Over to Taylor Hadley. Stutter step. And that is traveling. Turnover number 2. On Salida. High School Hoops tonight is brought to us by Colorado Choice, now part of Friday Health Plans. It's a new day at health insurance, online at FridayHealthPlans.com. Along with Lynn Gates and Lee Lewis, I'm Andrew Stossmeister tonight at a packed house for the Chaffee County Showdown in Salida. Turnover, Buena Vista. Salida's got it running right to left. Godina with it. It's 3-on-3. She puts her head down, tries to dribble, and loses the basketball inside the lane. Great defense by Shell, who runs to the other end, knocks the player over. The shot is no good, and it is a charge inside the lane. Team foul number 1 on Buena Vista, the first on Cassie Shell.
Well, and I think one of the things that surprised me so far in this game is the amount of three-point shots being put up. I thought we'd see a lot more driving and kicking and getting those mid-range shots, but they're throwing up the threes tonight.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, some of the, for me as a coach, I want to get the ball inside and get some fouls on that scoreboard and get to the free throw line.
Yeah, both teams a year ago put up 19 in the second game. The previous, it was 16 and 13. 2.5 to go. Give and go inside the lane. Hadley shot is no good. Collins follows. She misses the putback. Ball goes sailing out of bounds on the baseline. It will stay, though, with Salida. Last touch by Tiana Thompson with 2:25 to go. Salida will have an inbounds right of the basketball hoop in their own end. They'll throw it out. Case is open, top of the key for 3, and it's good. Tyler Case, for the 33rd time in her high school career, gives Salida their second lead tonight, 9-8.
You throw up a few, you throw up plenty of those, you're going to make a few, right?
That's right. Ball is kicked outside the perimeter at the other end as Salida trying to settle back in. Both teams have implemented a little bit of zone, a little bit of man the last couple of weeks. In a game like this, do you look towards one or the other?
Well, I think you look to whichever one's working.
Well, I've always told if you play zone, that means you can't play good man-to-man.
That's right, yeah.
Pushing.
So, you know, I just think, you know, you just pick and choose. But if you want to get going, go man-to-man.
Pushing foul on Kayla Collins stops the possession of the basketball. It's BV with it right now. They try to lob it in. Shell is doubled up quickly, and we got a spill on the court as Shell was trying to work her way in. And you could tell Cassie's starting to get a little bit fired up as Collins gets called for another foul, team foul number 5 on Salida.
Well, yeah, and that was, you know, they're going to try to double team or be real aggressive with Cassie inside and try to push her outside on those shots.
Thompson will inbound it. Splitter play lined up. Comes in over to Shelby Storms. Right side. Drops the basketball. Picks it back up. Throws the shot. And it's double dribble first before Shelby is able to bring it back in. Turnover number 5 on the Buena Vista Demons. When we talk about it, both teams are playing for a chance at 5th in the district tournament. The winner has the front edge. Now, it's not a guaranteed if it's Buena Vista. They would have to get Vanguard to lose one of their 2 final games of the season. They are playing tonight against Trinidad. They'll have another game on Thursday against Rye. Hadley will play it around to the right arc. Godina is open. 3-pointer is up. It is too deep. The rebound underneath. PV's got it. Shelby Storms out to Gracie Faith Johnson. The outlet and off to the races as Cassie spins. spins, knocks a player over. Shot is up and good, and an offensive foul on Cassie Schell, and that is two on hers. She knocked over Hadley pretty good to the deck and picks up a second foul.
Well, a lot of contact on both of her offensive calls, and I think they're doing a nice job, Salida, meaning that they're doing a nice job getting that rotation down and getting beating her to the spot.
Cassie Schell has to come out. That's a big foul on her, and that'll be a conversation with Coach Denise Close in her third year in this series. She is 1-2 against Salida. Tyler Case with it for the Spartans. As she plays it up to Godina, Kayla Collins left wing, dribbles, drives across the lane, ball is swatted at and stolen. Storms has got it, running the deck, it's one-on-one on Maddie Pitch, and the shot is up and blocked on the baseline, and that'll bring some folks to their feet for Salida.
Well, if you're Maddie Patch, you got to take that to the hole. I mean, I believe that's who's taking it to the hole, right? Yeah, you got to take it to the hole.
Can't slow up. 9-8 the score. Salida in front is Collins coming over. They're looking at some blood on the ear. She's going to come out, so Colby Carruthers will check in. Katie Gosh also getting her first game action tonight for the Lady Demons. She will inbound it off to our right. Storms catches right corner. One dribble across the lane. Tiana Thompson picks the ball up, has her pocket pick, and we got a tie-up inside the lane. It is a couple players are on the deck. It'll be tied up, alternating possession this time to BV.
Well, you can see Salida's got the edge in speed. They got a little quicker in their feet, and they're getting to the spot just a little faster than Buena Vista.
Both teams have led. We've had two ties. A 4-0 run to open the game for Salida, then 6-0 for BV in a one-point game as Maddie McPhee caught the inbounds and then walked with it. Six turnovers already for the Lady Demons.
Well, we talked about pace to begin this, Lee, and I think the pace is a little bit better for Salida right now.
Absolutely, and anytime BV tries to speed up, they seem to be just a little bit out of control. They got to slow the game down.
Salida attacking in the half court to our left. Patch has got it under a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Baseline drive over there for Godina. Somebody's on her hip, and a foul is called on BV. A shot did go up. Gracie Faith Johnson was right there. Team foul number 4 on the Lady Demons. However, the foul is given to Shelby Storms, her first personal. Again, early storylines. Cassie Schell has been aggressive, but two offensive fouls have her on the bench right now. Alejandra Godina at the line, shooting 2 for the Spartans. The first one is up, too high of the back iron, and no good. Alejandra, 75%. On the season. High School Hoops is brought to us tonight by Poncho Lumber, locally owned and operated by the Shelf Brothers, Dave and Steve, since 1999. Godina is ready. Second toss for the junior is up, and that is good. That is her first point of the game. It gives Salida a two-point lead. 53 seconds to go. Salida backing things off again. No press right now. Both teams like to press. We have not seen that yet in the basketball game. As Gracie will pass it on to the right wing. Thompson corrals it. Runs to a right. Turns the corner. Leans in with a right hand. Shot is no good. Rebound deflected into the arms of Thompson. It's loose on the deck again. And it'll be tied up. And this time it will be Salida basketball.
Well, when you look at Tiana Thompson taking it to the hole, that's good. She's got to be that senior steps up since Cassie's out. And, you know, we got to get a little bit more out of Gracie, too. She's got to be able to step up.
Two-point lead for Salida. Ball played onto the left wing. Tyler Case with it. She dribbles across the lane, dishes it out to her right, picked up by Patch, and then dropped off to Taylor Hadley. Taylor, the crossover move, will throw it back out. And Colby Carruthers trying to lead this team. It's come in various ways throughout this season, not just points. Give and go inside the lane to Case, who bucket styles the shot up, and it is good. What a job by Tyler running in the lane against a taller defender. And I'll tell you what, fellas, that looked like a player with two hands at their ankles throwing the shot up and getting it to fall. The foul is on Katie Gosh for BV.
Well, that thing was almost off the top of that the structure up there, and it went in. And Case is amazing in these rivalry games.
Free throw is no good. Rebound, Shelby Storms. And she's got it out to Gracie. 10 seconds to go in a four-point game. The largest of the game for Salida since the early minutes. 4 seconds over to the sophomore. Maddie McPhee inside the lane. Deflected. Turns. Fires the shot. No good. And that is the end of quarter number one. Salida 12. Buena Vista 8 after one quarter on Eagle Country 104.